Take a breath while we align your center, the column of light that runs the length of your body vertically, clearing any interferences or distractions. Go ahead and put away any devices and move into a quiet area. Let's clear restrictions and limitations of thinking and patterns that resist a pure connection to spirit. Take a breath. Let's strengthen your core and align you to the new earth and source. Let's move into the mind of equanimity, a calm, tranquil, higher intuitive mind within the head and the heart. I see this as a turquoise field. Use any color you'd like. Allow gratitude to move through your heart. Call in a spirit animal, guide, that resonates with you, or a dolphin pod. Just allow that very strong sense of gratitude to be in your heart. I'm going to balance the tranquil, calm mind with the heart. Take a breath. Colors of rose and rose gold align within the grids, which are used for grounding out any disruptive energy or overwhelming energy. It's also used for inspiration and quickening of the mind. It's helpful for projects and receiving aligned ideas that are harmonious with the higher mind. It modulates energies. There are so many these days. This can assist with maintaining you on your soul's path. This grid is harmonious with Christos and spirit guides in the bird, animal, and sea kingdom. Allow your heart to accept any colors, including rose and copper, that assist in building a flow of unconditional acceptance and personal inspiration. We're clearing the heart of any debris and outdated patterns we hold ourselves and others in limitation. Outdated programs of self-pity and doubt leave the heart now. Embrace anything else that is bothering you with acceptance and love. And as you hold this flow of unconditional love, your concern dissolves. Breathe in. Put your attention anywhere you are feeling resistance and breathe the unconditional acceptance or gratitude into it. Practice holding your space of this higher reality and mind. Hold your identity with your unconditional love rather than the aspect of you that is struggling. Let the love flow be stronger than your resistance as this energy flows into your body. There's an unlimited amount of unconditional love and acceptance. These energies are helpful when clearing homes and earth of stale emotion. Maintain your tranquil mind of equanimity to harmonize the health of other animal kingdoms and spirit. Human conditioning patterns can keep us from our healthy relationships with spirit in other realms. Any dysfunctional or limiting patterns or habits you developed that you're ready to release, let them leave your field now. Let's attune your field to the perfect soul and spirit dance for you within this energy field for your highest and best life. Now, if ever these energies feel overwhelming, simply return to the sea of equanimity, and that will automatically attune you. Let's ground out memories or patterns of disruptive or excessive frequency and align you to source. We want an uplifting quality to your energy field. This gives you enough energy to fulfill the desires of the intuitive higher mind without burnout or overuse of your adrenals. This sovereign energy clarifies and enhances the fields of spirit and soul cooperation. Silent transmissions of balance and expansion will follow. This is the perfect energy to receive inspiration. So sit if you can, or take a walk and maintain the rose gold grids. Silent transmissions will follow. Thank you and aloha. Thank you.